This is from April of 2012. Now, remember, the point is keep your kids away, black kids, keep them away from white boys because they're dangerous. Now, I would say that those that actually perpetrate violence against black kids are actually dangerous. Not these made-up boogie people, boogeymen, if you will, that Mr. Yang Ka is talking about. Are there instances where there is racial tension? Well, yeah. Does that mean that it is a stereotypical or that it's ubiquitous? Well, I don't know. Look around you. Is it? I think most people's experience is that it's not. But are there dangers and are there actual threats to black males? Well, yes, there are. Are there actual threats to young black males? Boy, howdy. 2012 headline. Again, I could have picked a bunch of them. I just chose this one. Cybercast News Service. Headline. NYC, colon, more black babies killed by abortion than born. More black babies killed by abortion than born. Now, these are statistics from the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. In 2012, there were more black babies killed by abortion, 31,328 in New York City than were born there, 24,758. And the black children comprised 42.4% of the total number of abortions in the Big Apple, according to a report by the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene. The report is entitled Summary of Vital Statistics 2012, the City of New York, Pregnancy Outcomes, and was prepared by the New York City Department of Health and Mental Hygiene, Office of Vital Statistics. Table 1 of the report presents the total number of live births, spontaneous terminations, those are miscarriages, and induced terminations, abortions. For women in each in different age brackets between 15 and 49 years of age. Table also breaks that down by race, Hispanic, Asian, Pacific Islander, non-Hispanic white, non-Hispanic black, and also borough of residence. The numbers show that in 2012, there were 31,328 induced terminations, abortions, among non-Hispanic black women in New York City. The same year, there were 24,758 live births for non-Hispanic black women in New York City. There were 6,570 more abortions than live births of black children. You want to know where the threat is, Mr. Yang Ka? The threat is with those that see black women and see dollar signs. No, not because they want to hire them. Not because they want to shower them with largesse. But because they want them to get pregnant, come to their clinic, and murder their soon-to-be-born child. Minister Church, please, can't say murder. It's an abortion. That's what an abortion is. You're aborting a life. Life is being aborted. You know, there's a story. I didn't get a chance to print it out. It is, let's see here. It's at the Federalist, I believe. That is related here. And let me see if I can find it. The headline was shocking. Of course, then again, I've kind of lost the capacity to be shocked. Here you go. Texas court case exposes the gruesome reality of dismemberment abortion. This is by John Daniel Davidson. A bizarre spectacle unfolded this week in a federal courtroom in Austin, Texas, where a group of abortion providers argued that they shouldn't have to kill a fetus before dismembering it in its mother's womb, and the state argued that they should. At issue was a state law passed earlier this year, Senate Bill SB 8, that would ban live dismemberment abortions. Can you just imagine how sick and macabre of a civilization, people of the United States, that we have become and that we live in? People are actually going to court to go argue that they should have the, quote, right, close quote, to dismember. Now, what's dismember? Let's think about that for a moment. Well, if you're sitting here and let's just say I dope you up so that you're immobile, and I figure out a way of how to saw your arm off, I've dismembered you. Member being a limb, dis to separate. Now think about that. These people are in a courtroom in public with all the world watching and are making arguments that dismemberment is humane. Folks, we are we're not just a warlike people. We're a war in the womb like people. Being so desensitized to killing and to death by virtue of our star-spangled warlike awesomeness has totally inoculated many people to the pain and the horror of what actually happens in an abortion clinic. Now, listen to Davidson's description of this. A live dismemberment abortion is exactly what it sounds like. A doctor uses forceps to tear apart a live fetus, limb by limb, and remove it from the mother's uterus. This is usually done in the second trimester when the fetus is too large to be suctioned out. A long question wouldn't ban such a procedure, but it would require abortion doctors in Texas to ensure that a fetus is dead. So you got to kill it first. Before you dismember it. The case Whole Woman's Health versus Paxton hinges on the constitutionality of the Texas law and marks the first time the merits of such a statute have been considered at a trial. Who wants to be a judge on this court panel here that has to decide this and is going to have to listen to the arguments and then legally consider our precious, quote, Constitution, close quote, and how it makes this legal? And then rules in the affirmative. Well, yeah, if you want, if they want to send the leather face in there and the chain. How ironic. The state that gave us, and I know this is fiction, the Texas Chainsaw Massacre, now wants to do chainsaw massacres in women's uteruses. And people think that's okay.